Welcome to Short Take. Moritz Müller-Preisser is a German director and writer. He studied directing at the HAF of Munich. Moritz's focus is on human-centered subcultural stories apart from the norm, exploring what is true in reality. He is particularly interested in merging documentary and fiction layers to emphasize the story. Moritz received many accolades and awards for his work. His short documentary film Häberli has been screened at numerous festivals worldwide, including a finalist nomination at the Student Oscars. He is currently working on several feature films and series to be produced in 2024. We talked to Moritz via video call for this interview. Hi, Moritz.
Hallo, Christine.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood ideally in three words?
I feel very awake right now, excited. But also, I'm always a bit in a very calm state.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
When I look at my job, I love doing interviews like you do. Yes. The interviewing time is always very exciting for me. But other than that, I just love being out in the nature by myself. Mm-hmm. Or very easy. I don't know. I spend a lazy Sunday afternoon on the couch with a good book.
Nice.
So very, very simple things, actually. Mm-hmm. Except the interviews.
Do you have a guilty pleasure, or maybe just a pleasure? It doesn't have to be necessarily guilty.
I would say like some YouTube binge watching of, but I actually am documentary binge watching on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But there's this new trend. They're releasing body cam footage.
Oh, yeah.
In the USA. Mm-hmm. And this is so interesting, like just to look at those real situation. I mean, sociology speaking, this is highly interesting for me. And a bit like voyeurism comes also into that. But I mean, we're all a bit voyeurists.
Yeah. Do you know the film Being There?
Being There.
It's a really old film. I think it's from the late 70s, early 80s with Peter Sellers. And he plays a gardener who's loves to watch TV. And I guess he had some sort of maybe autism, Asperger's. He says, I like to watch. He means TV, but everybody, you know, sometimes there's other people and they're like, what do you mean you like to watch? What do you like to watch?
It's really true.
Yeah.
It's looking at other people, how they get over their life.
Yeah.
It's highly interesting.
What is the favorite job you've done? And doesn't necessarily have to be film related, can be anything.
Okay, that's a good question. I don't think I have a favorite job that I've done because everyone is very different. Mm-hmm. I haven't done many commercial jobs yet.
Okay.
But when I look at all those jobs, when I look back, it's actually always about the people, mm-hmm. the crew, what makes it very good. So I would say like the crew has to be very, very, very well, and everything is secondary.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I would say deep talks, honesty, mm-hmm. of course, and loyalty. Sounds very cliche.
They're cliches for a reason, I would say.
Yes.
What is your favorite food?
My favorite food? Of course, Italian pasta. Always with spinach. I don't know. I'm so into spinach. And it has to be, of course, fresh spinach.
Yes.
And sushi. Yeah.
If you weren't a writer director, what would you be?
Too many things, I would say. Because I have so many interests. I would have become an architect, mm-hmm. a therapist, or a doctor, like I don't know, like Benjamin Franklin, who also I don't know had,
yeah,
I don't know, 1,000 jobs.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I'm very bad at telling jokes, actually. I would love to be better at that. So I don't know, maybe stand up.
Yeah, I see a stand-up comedy class in your future.
Yes, a stand-up comedy class. This would be my kryptonite.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory?
For the first time when I binge watched Breaking Bad, I was just amazed by the good storytelling, the acting, so many more things about the series. I was very awestruck by Interstellar back then when I walked out. I slept very differently for the next 2 days or so. It was a very spiritual experience, I would say.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
Last year, I read a biography from Louis Buñuel. I just found it on the street market in Berlin, and I thought I must, because I'm a very big fan of Louis Buñuel. Then I learned that biographies are always a bit too long, and they're much biased, of course, and people tend to write much more than the audience will know about them. It was just very interesting to look into the life of Louis Buñuel. He spent most of his money, which he lent from his mother, for alcohol and
Jesus.
Maybe just 10% of it for the filmmaking. And he has a whole chapter about alcohol in his biography. So.
Okay, I see.
but I also skipped some chapters because they're just so boring.
So overall, a mixed experience.
Yeah, a mixed experience, but still just very interesting to see how other people, how other filmmakers get through their lives.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
No, I actually don't.
Fair enough. What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
I would say definitely The Zone of Interest. I mean, it's not a German film, but it's about a German Nazi history topic.
Which upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
I can totally recommend my good friend Sofia Mokuria. She's a fiction directress, and she's now preparing for her debut film. And she's totally into like surrealistic, bit more cringy topics. And she was very successful with her short at Sundance at Biennale. And so I'm very much looking forward for her debut.
Okay, nice. Now we're getting a little bit personal. What do you like most about yourself?
I would say I'm a very social and sensible person. I can feel vibes very fast.
Okay.
And I like to organize people that they feel very well. I like to be always the host of a party and, yeah.
Okay. Followed by, what do you dislike about yourself?
Overthinking, for sure. Yes.
Okay.
but it always, it also makes me have good ideas, or too many good ideas, but yeah.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
I just finished my study course at the film school. And I think I regret having not shot more films.
Okay.
Actually, because when you have, so many also fellow students around myself, you always tend to be very perfectionist. And that's why there are not many students that are actually making many films, but it all comes down to practice, I would say. So this one thing I regret, actually.
Which random thing makes you happy?
Random thing. Train riding.
Okay.
Ooh. I just love train riding. I don't know. Everybody hates the Deutsche Bahn in Germany, but I don't know. I just love that.
Yeah. Well, yes, but I think they hate the institution, not so much the sort of the mode of transportation necessarily.
That's right. That's right. I mean, I don't care if the train comes late 1 hour or so. I just have one hour of more exciting train ride.
Okay.
So because I just love to chill out there, to listen to music, to read newspapers, or to just look out of the window and get so many good ideas.
Maybe this feeds into the next question. Do you have a life motto, or maybe a motto in general?
I think a couple of years ago, I came over this quote, always do what you're afraid to do. And it totally hit me because, getting into filmmaking was also a process for myself. because it was always something like I was maybe afraid to do. Yeah. I was too anxious to get like applied at a film school because I wasn't thinking of myself being a filmmaker.
Yeah.
But this all changed with applying at the film school and getting accepted and now making films. So this quote really hit my heart. Yeah.
Okay. And changed your life a little bit, maybe.
And changed my life, yes. I can totally recommend it for everybody else.
Okay. And we're already at the last question, which, I don't know, maybe is a little bit tricky for you to answer or maybe not. Who would play you in a film or a series about your life?
About myself.
We've recently had a couple of people say, I wouldn't allow that. I'm like, okay.
I would read the script first.
Yeah.
But maybe Tom Schilling. I'm a big fan of Tom Schilling.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. I just loved his performance in Oh Boy.
Yeah.
So maybe a bit of boyish.
Perfect. Perfect answer. And that was it. Thank you so much for sitting down with us today, Moritz. It was a pleasure.
I also felt the pleasure, Christina. Thank you.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.